Welcome to the Hypnotic Beast Podcast. I'm HypnoBeast, a creative guide and hypnotherapist with over a decade of experience helping people relax, transform, and tap into their inner selves. This is a cozy space for guided journeys, imaginative transformation, and maybe a little magic along the way. Now, we're going to allow you to hypnotically imagine transforming into your fursona and rekindling some of that old magic and mojo from when times were a little bit more light and happy. A few words of caution before we begin. Please only listen to this recording in a safe, stationary environment where full attention can be given to the process of imagination and relaxation. Do not listen to this recording while driving or operating heavy machinery. When you're ready, make sure you're in a comfortable position, preferably in a bed, couch, or chair. Close your eyes if you haven't already done so and prepare to relax deeper and deeper now. Each and every time you listen to this recording, the suggestions become stronger. You become more open and receptive to positive, good suggestions. And your skills of focus, relaxation, make-believe, and trust increase as well. Imagine a place far, far away. Imagine the furthest point you can imagine. Perhaps on a planet light years away. That would be impossible to get to by anyone on Earth. Or perhaps a place in another universe impossible to get to by anyone from this one. Perhaps you know a secret land that only you know about and only you can access. As you pass through a portal from everything you know to the land of dreams and imagination, you find yourself at the entrance of a sacred and mystic temple deep in magical woods. Moss grows from the crevices of ancient stonework, and it feels as though time has stopped. This is your time now to relax and reflect. A big cat and a wolf in robes greet you in a way that makes you feel the most comfortable. A bow, a handshake, a hug, or a kiss. They say they have been expecting you and give you a tour of the holy grounds. Many other animals in robes walk the grounds as you are taken to various places in the complex, to shrines, to the dorms, to the dining halls, to waterfalls of purification, candlelit grottos, vast libraries, and cushiony lounges. You see many statues of figures of reverence with ornaments, offerings, and candles lit. After a complete tour of the grounds, you realize you are the only human here. The animal people of the temple offer you food and lodging in preparation for the upcoming ceremony. Soon, you are led to a large room in the stone temple. Light shines from skylights and casts light and shadows on the floor. Perhaps there is a vapor scent diffuser filling the space with a soothing aroma. In a beam of light is a throne made out of blankets and pillows at the center of the room. You are guided to sit on the throne and lay back. The cushions are just the right softness to allow you to relax deeply. As you close your eyes, you can hear live music, soothing and comfortable. You can feel the light from the skylight warm and relax your body. I want you to imagine a warm white light shining down on you from high up above. This is a magical healing light that does not burn or cause harm. It soothes and takes you deeper into blissful relaxation. Isn't it nice to know that it's completely safe to go deeper into trance and blissful relaxation. As the soothing light shines down on your head, you may have already begun to notice your scalp and the top of your head begin to loosen up, your brow unfurrows, your jaw becomes slack. All the tiny muscles around your eyes begin to soften. Perhaps you can feel your third eye become clear and open to new experiences and awareness. Even as your awareness expands, deeply rooted, calm, safe, and whole, the light moves down your body to your neck and shoulders. The muscles in your neck and shoulders release any tension or stress. A person can release the weight of the world as the spirit becomes free. A soothing, warm white light moves down into your upper arms, lower arms, all the way to your hands and fingertips. Isn't it good to feel the relaxation spread as you loosen your grip and let your arms relax? This healing light seeps into your chest and upper back. With a deep breath in and out, you can release all the tension and worry. You can just be. How would it feel if you become completely relaxed now? You can allow yourself to do nothing but allow that gentle warmth into your belly and lower back. Perhaps your belly can become full of healing light. You're here today with a purpose in mind, ready to become something else greater than you already are. Feel the light flow into your glutes and groin. Let everything loosen up and unclench. The warm, almost magical light flows down your legs into your shins and calves, all the way down into your feet and toes. From head to toe, feel the relaxation. Allow this light to dissolve any negative thoughts and emotions. You can let it deep into your head, your heart, and your core. Maybe you'll find the moment of peace you've been looking for, enveloped in light. In a few moments, I'm going to count down from 10 to 0. With each number I count, allow yourself to drift down into a receptive state between wakefulness and sleep. Feel your body drift down as you settle closer to sleep and settle more deeply into your support. With each number I count, you can transform into an animal person of any species that feels right to you. With each number I count, you drift into a deep, blissful slumber. 10. Feeling your body start to shift in size and shape, perhaps growing bigger, perhaps growing smaller. It's time to drift down now. Every change takes you deeper. 9. Perhaps a tail starts to grow, maybe long like a monkey, or powerful like a snake. Perhaps it is the tail of a fish or bird. As you transform, your mind slips into blissful slumber. It pulls you down peacefully. You just grow more and more comfortable on your throne of enchantment. 8. Your body continues to change. Perhaps your arms and legs are getting longer, or perhaps they're growing shorter. As you grow, you drift deeper into trance, deepening into the safe place where your inner animal roams. 7. Your breath deepens, and the stillness of the mountains and magical forest stirs something in your bones. 6. Let go of your old body and your old shape. Perhaps you'll become a tiger, bull, or snake. Perhaps you'll become a shark, a deer, or a rodent. Possibly you'll become something mythical, like a Bigfoot or a dragon. 5. A warmth arises. You can feel a flicker and a flame. Perhaps it is a radiance. You can feel your inner light deep within you. Your mouth and nose may elongate, perhaps into a snout with whiskers and sharp teeth, or a beak fit for a toucan, or a dolphin's nose. 4. You can feel your skin shift, growing scales, fur, or feathers. Perhaps other enchantments spread across your body. Think of nothing but this amazing transformation. 3. Your vision sharpens. Aspects of your new body emerge. Perhaps a shell like a turtle, antlers like a moose, or a horn like a rhino. You can get a sense of your inner animal, perhaps the courage of a lion, the wisdom of an owl, steadfastness of a bull, or the loyalty of a canine. You have the power to rectify the forces that govern you. 2. Your body composition changes. Perhaps you put on muscle like a muscle-bound gorilla. Perhaps you gain weight like a fat-bellied bear. Or perhaps you become lean like a greyhound. Perhaps massive wings unfurl. Or you learn to climb mountains like a goat or ram. Perhaps you swing from the treetops like a monkey. Or glide through the water like a fish. You are the master of this energy inside of you. Your inner animal waits for you. 1. You are one with this inner animal. Perhaps it is a familiar old form. Perhaps it is a new surprise. There is power in your new form. Even the smallest creature has something to offer. And even the largest creatures have something to learn from. This is your time to explore your inner animal self. 0. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis, with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Each and every time I say the words deep sleep to you, for the purpose of hypnosis, with your permission, the body relaxes completely and the mind surrenders deep into hypnotic trance. Deep sleep, deep sleep, deep sleep. When you come to, you have taken on an animal form. Perhaps this form is deep, meaningful, and something you connect with. Perhaps this form is a part of you that you need to get in touch with, like a song unsung or a tale that needs to be told. Perhaps this is a form you have taken in the past but doesn't resonate with you as strongly anymore. This temple focuses healing energy to the very spot you're at, now that you are an animal You can accept that healing energy into you. You can allow old wounds and old pains to begin to heal. You can feel a sacred radiance that allows you to feel safe and warm. This positive energy seeps deep into yourself. It spreads like liquid light into the dry crevices of your heart and makes it fertile once again for love and happiness to bloom. You cannot merely remember a time when you were happy, but you can feel happy as well. Perhaps no specific moment comes to mind. You can forget about everything for now. You can just allow a warm feeling to return. It's okay to let yourself be happy, if only for a moment, in this happy animal land. That's the whole point of this place. It's a refuge just for you. You may try not to feel good and whole as your animal self, but in this place only inner radiance shines through. Because you are here, you are still here, and despite it all, you're still you. Sure, you have changed and grown, but you are the same person that started out on your life's path, from your first baby step to your settling down for trance now. There have been hard times, times when you messed up, times when others hurt you, or just times of plain misfortune. There are times when you've been shut down, had your hopes dashed, and your spirit snuffed out. But you got through it, and you'll continue to surmount life's difficulties. All the animals in this temple believe in your happiness. We believe in you. We know that deep down you have a light within you that always stays lit, no matter how hard the wind blows. Allow this light to shine. Feel the warmth and security of this community of animals deep within you. Feel what it's like to be loved and accepted. In the distance, you can hear a great bell chime, and the temple fills with soothing chant. As long as you're here, you carry the light within you. No matter how hard you may try to deny it, part of you still wishes to be happy. Take a moment to imagine what it'd feel like if all your wishes came true, perhaps ones you didn't even know you had. It's okay to wish, to want and desire something better for the future. It's okay to feel like things can and will get better. Hold that feeling in your heart. Breathe in the feeling you get when your innermost wishes come true. Breathe out the learned helplessness and cynicism you've acquired. The other animals gather around you. Their eyes are kind, and they believe in your joy. You are not alone. In a few moments, I'm going to count up from 0 to 5 and bring you up and out of trance, locking in the power of the suggestions made. 0, deep sleep, taking a moment to lock in the good, powerful suggestions, remembering how to nurture your inner strength. 1, allow yourself to gently rise from trance, keeping that healing radiance within you. 2, feeling your human form return and seeing yourself returning to normal. 3. Becoming aware of your human body, feeling refreshed and restored. 4. Taking a few deep breaths, sensing the world around you return. 5. Eyes open, wide awake. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Wide awake. If you enjoyed this journey or found it helpful, please visit us at hypnobeast.com. Follow the podcast or book a personalized one-on-one session. Thank you for joining me on this journey. Goodbye for now, my friend.